Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I'm glad to be here with you on this rainy, rainy Sunday morning. But we're thankful for the opportunity, and so just thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the guys from Union County Correctional, Baker County Correctional, family, friends, all over, wherever you are. Thanks for tuning in today. This is David Clark again. I just want to say a happy Sunday to you. Hope you're up getting ready for church. Hope you're making your way to worship somewhere today. So let's get into the Word today. I want to share something with you. Now, I had intended, and I had even spoken with a couple people, and I discussed continuing the message from 2 weeks ago about rejected worship. I got a lot of positive response from that, and I appreciate everyone that has reached out to me about it. But I'm not going to go that direction this morning. I just, at the last moment, I feel like I'm going to share something different with you. So you just listen in. Let's find out what the Lord wants to say to us today. We're going to be reading out of the book of Matthew, chapter 7. And I do want to say that I just returned back from a week of vacation in the Smoky Mountains. I'm feeling pretty refreshed this morning, pretty revived. And so buckle your seatbelts. I was preaching at the prison last night. And I told those guys, I said, listen, it's been 2 weeks since I preached anywhere. I'm used to preaching maybe two or three times a week. And I'm not responsible for what happens. But I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate being able to have time away. But I do know that I am not called to be a vacationer. I'm not called to be a tourist, because when I get out there, my heart is still on ministry. I'm called to be a preacher of the gospel. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity to get here today, share this word. Let's get into the word. Matthew 7 and 13. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 21 says, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which builds his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. We have a description here given by Jesus himself. What happens to folks when they heed the warning of God versus what happens when we do not heed the warnings of God? What happens whenever we listen to the voice of God, and what happens when we don't? We obey the voice of God at all costs. I want to talk to you this morning for just a little bit, as time will allow me here, on a thought titled Roadblocks and Exit Ramps. Roadblocks and exit ramps. Now, I want to give you a little backstory about this title. I told you last week we were traveling, and it seems like you preachers know this. It seems like it doesn't matter what we do, it doesn't matter where we go. At all times, we can be doing anything, and the Lord could put a thought in our mind and deal with us about sharing a thought or devotion or giving us a message or something to preach. And so I was traveling last week. I had a lot of downtime to drive. My family was sleeping. It was just me on the road. And this particular vehicle, we rented a vehicle this time, and we rented a minivan, and so we were driving down the road there, and I noticed, didn't really notice at first, though, until I got up into where it was more hilly and different driving terrain than I'm used to, that van came equipped with some things that I did not know about. And so we were driving along there, and we started coming around some hills and going up some hills and down in some low places there. And I noticed that every now and then I would just have that crew set, and I would be stretched out driving there, everybody else asleep, and maybe I start getting a little drowsy or something. And I noticed that when that van would go to slip in to another lane, or it would even get close to the line dividing those lanes, or maybe if I was on an outside lane and I would get close to the shoulder there, that van would beep, an indicator would go off, and immediately that van would correct me, and the steering wheel would nudge just a little bit, and it would get me back in that lane where I was supposed to be. And it scared me to death, to be honest with you, because I did not know it came equipped with that technology. And then another time I had the cruise control set, and I had it, we were going wide open. We were out on the open road there. I knew I had a long ways ahead of me, so I just set the cruise control and kicked back, and we were just on our way. But the cruise control was set, and I noticed one or two times where maybe I wasn't paying attention like I should have been. Maybe my mind was on those mountains I was headed to. Maybe I was thinking about a restaurant I was going to be eating at, looking forward to, or whatever. And someone would get over in the lane in front of me. Well, the van that we were driving had sensors on it, and whenever something was an obstruction in the way in front of us, that van, something would alert inside that van, and it would slow down suddenly and get you to a safe speed until that obstacle was moved out of the way, or until you changed lanes or something, and then it would accelerate back where it was supposed to be. And I realized after a little while that I was not the only thing controlling that vehicle. There was another force at work there, and it was helping keep me from harm. It was guiding me, and it was leading that vehicle in the way that it should go. And I was thinking about that van and its corrective actions, and how that it would move me in between lanes, and it would correct me if I would swerve, and it would slow me down or speed me up. And the Lord dealt with my heart about this subject this morning, and how that we have another power that is leading and guiding us, and it's keeping us from harm. And that power is the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the third person in the Trinity. Jesus here in the scriptures, he likens, and in the Bible, Jesus likens the Christian walk to a way. He refers to this a lot of times in the Bible. It's referred to by several people as a road, as a race, a way. And then another place, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And so this Christian walk this morning, we refer to this as a race, as a highway of holiness, you've heard it called, as a pathway. And we're traveling along this pathway today. And I want to just talk to you for a few minutes about roadblocks and exit ramps. Roadblocks and exit ramps. Now, we know that on this way of life that we're traveling, in our spiritual walk, all of us are going to come against things that are going to be hindrances to us and temptations to us, and they're going to cause us to have to divert a little bit this morning, even on the way to the radio station. I got stopped by a train one time, another time on 95 there at the Merge. There was an accident over on the left side because of the rain, and another time we had to slow down because the rain got so heavy. There are diversions all the time. There are all the time roadblocks, all the time something keeping us from getting where we need to be, but not just to prevent us from reaching it, but to cause harm to us on the way. Now, on this way called the way of life, following Jesus, we come against obstacles and we come against things all the time that try to hinder us and try to cause harm to us. But thanks be to God that we have the Holy Ghost to guide us and to lead us in the way that we should go. I'm so thankful to know that there is one who leads me and guides me in the way that I should go, and he keeps me from harm. He keeps me from danger, and he has my best interest in mind, and that is the Holy Ghost of God. Let's read in John chapter 16, verse number 5, what the Bible says about the Spirit of God. This is Jesus talking again. But now I go my way to him as that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now Jesus is speaking of the Holy Ghost here, saying that when he's gone, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to comfort and to guide and to lead you into all truth. Now I'm so thankful this morning that I have the Spirit of God working on the inside, that whenever things come in my way, whenever something diverts in my way, the Holy Ghost of God, he moves me like that van was doing while we were traveling. He corrects me when I'm not steering right, and he gets me over in a different lane whenever I'm in danger, and whenever I'm running off the way I should be on, he gets me back in the way I'm supposed to be. He slows me down and speeds me up. He keeps me in the perfect will of God. But here's where I want to get to this morning. I must at all times rely on the leadership of the Holy Ghost if I am to stay in the will of God. If I am to stay in that pocket of safety, in that place that God wants me in, I must rely and trust in the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Now, my mind goes back to Brother Clyde Anderson. When he was alive, he said it more than once that I can recall. And the last time he testified in church, he made this statement and said, I am a Holy Ghost man. And what he meant by that was he wanted to depend and lead on the leadership and direction of the Spirit of God. He never wanted to do things in his own wisdom or his own power. And it showed in his life, the wisdom and the mentorship and the authority that he prayed with and that he preached with and that he declared the word with. It was evident that he was led and governed by the Spirit of God. There's been many times I have heard him go to somebody and say, listen, I want to tell you that I'm sorry. If I said something to offend you, I don't want anything to hinder me or you. I've heard the man say things like that from the pulpit. I've heard him talk to people all the time when he was alive, and he was always trying to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Why is that? Because in the leadership of the Spirit of God, I am guaranteed to be in the will of God if I will submit to his authority, if I will submit to the hand of the Holy Ghost guiding me and leading me. Now, here's where I want to get to point one this morning. If I am to be in the way I'm supposed to be in, if I am supposed to, where I'm supposed to get to, if I'm going to be led by the Spirit of God, I am going to have to yield to the moving of the Spirit. Now, I questioned myself several times because I'll be honest, in that van I was telling you about we rented on vacation, when that thing would move and try to correct me and get me in a different lane, it startled me at first. It surprised me at first because I didn't know it had that technology. But after I realized what was happening, I was a little more assured over my driving, and I felt a little more reassured that we were going to be safer whenever that thing would slow me down, whenever somebody would jump over in the lane in front of me, and I realized that there was another force that was controlling that van other than me. There was another power that was at work inside that vehicle that was keeping my best interest in mind. And I felt that way about the Holy Ghost. We go through this race. We go through this walk with God, and brothers and sisters, we are not alone. There's another power at work here that is leading us and guiding us into all truth. The Spirit of God has been given to us by Jesus himself to be a guide and to be a comfort and a companion to us, but we must yield to his authority. What would have happened whenever that van tried to correct me if I had overpowered its correction? What if, whenever it tried to slow me down, I laid on the gas pedal and I overrode its correction? Listen, danger is all around. And when the Holy Ghost tries to correct us and nudge us, you ever been in a situation and you felt the nudge of the Holy Ghost on your heart saying, you ought not say that, you ought not do that, or you ought not make this decision, this isn't the best thing for you? You do have the power to override his voice. The Holy Ghost is a guide. The Holy Ghost is a teacher, but he is not a dictator. You can't override him, and that's where the church falls into trouble at, is when God tries to use the Holy Spirit, he sends the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us and to give us direction. Because listen, the Bible just got done telling us that the Holy Ghost does not speak of himself, but he tells us what he hears from God Almighty. The words that the Holy Ghost said, it's Christ talking. It's Jesus calling us and telling us what he wants us to know. And the Holy Ghost is the messenger. He's the guide. He is the one that is looking out for our best interest. I can override him. When the Holy Ghost nudges me and says, now David, you ought not say that. Now David, you don't need to do that or don't need to go there. Some of us, the Holy Ghost will say, now you ought not wear that. That is not a exilia. That does not a look modest. It doesn't look this or that. It's not ideal for a child of God. Listen to me. The Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us in all kinds of things, business transactions and financial problems and marital problems. If we'll listen to his voice, the Holy Ghost will teach us and guide us. But I can override his voice. Now let me tell you what happens. If I was driving in that van and it tried to correct me, but I didn't realize what I was doing or whatever, and I pulled against a correction, I'd run off the road. I'd run into somebody. I would be in a place that would cause damage. I would be in a place that would injure me or my family if I did not listen to the nudging of that vehicle's safety system. Now, the Holy Ghost is given to lead us into all truth, to guide us into all truth. Sometimes we need to know an answer to some questions. Sometimes we need to know what the solution to a problem is. If you want to know the truth about a matter, don't go to a person, whatever you do. Don't go to people, because people are always going to lead you astray. Don't go to somebody who's known to be a gossip. Don't go to someone who has connections all over or who likes to post things on Facebook about other people's business. Don't go to those type of people. If you want to know the truth of a matter, go find a prayer closet and pray and ask God to show you by the Holy Ghost what the truth of a matter is, and he will lead you and guide you into all truth. I wish I could hear somebody helping me this morning. It's quiet in this booth, but I'm telling you, it's the truth today. It's the truth today. The Holy Ghost will lead us into the right way that we should go. He will guide us, and he will never lead us wrong. What happens is, whenever the correction is uncomfortable, then we override his authority. We override his dealings. We override his nudging and his leading, and we find ourselves in very bad situations. No one ever backslid and stopped going to church, quit on God, because they were praying and being led of the Holy Ghost. That won't happen, because the Holy Ghost leads us. He prays for us and through us in the will of God. No one's ever going to go do something that's going to cause harm to their life spiritually if they're being led by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God. He knows the will of God. He prays and he speaks to us as the Father speaks to him. him. He conveys to us what the Word of God says. He never speaks of himself. He only speaks directly what the Lord speaks to him. He tells us what he hears from the throne. Now listen to me this morning. What's going to happen is we're going to be going along this way, and the Holy Ghost, either by a preacher of the gospel, even our personal devotion time, our prayer time, or something, he's going to use something, and he's going to nudge and to deal with our hearts about a matter. He's going to lead us, and he's going to try to correct us, and we have the decision to make. Am I going to yield to his authority? Am I going to yield to his instruction, or am I going to go against him and turn in my own way, which is open rebellion unto God, by the way, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. God hates a rebellious heart. He gave everything for us. He sent the Holy Ghost for us to lead us, and when he gives instruction, we ought to obey him. When he gives leadership, we ought to follow him. Whenever he corrects us, we ought to accept it, fall to our knees and say, thank you, Lord, for the correction. God, forgive me of rebellion in my heart. God, lead me in the way that you want me to go today and help me. God, be a guide. Be a light in a dark place. Listen to me. If you've gotten off the path this morning, if you've taken an exit ramp because you got tired of the Holy Ghost dealing with you, you're in dangerous water today. You need to get back to this highway. You need to get back in the safety of the Holy Ghost and allow him to guide you and lead you on this road. I've heard preachers say before, I would want to roll out of the bed in the morning without the Holy Ghost dealing with me and guiding me and protecting me. Why? Because I don't trust my own human faculties. I don't trust my mind. I don't trust my thoughts. I don't trust my own heart. I don't trust my own understanding. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path. Why is that? Because I don't know the way. I don't know the solution, but the Holy Ghost knows the solution. The Holy Ghost knows the answer. And if I obey him, if I listen to him, if I glean off of his wisdom and his guidance, friends, we cannot go wrong being led by the Holy Ghost. Oh, to echo Brother Clyde Anderson, I want to be a Holy Ghost man. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I don't want to go through life being led by my own desires. I don't want to be led by my own thoughts. I don't want to be led by what I think somebody else thinks I ought to do and everybody else's opinion of me. It don't make no difference what people think no more. I've heard so many things. I've been said so many things about me. I've heard so many stories. Now I hear new ones all the time, but it don't make a difference what folks think. All that matters is that I listen to the Holy Ghost, that I be anointed by the Holy Ghost, that I be a Holy Ghost man, that I be a Jesus follower, and that I make heaven my home today. I got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Now listen, I'm running out of time already here. I got to tell you something. It's not just your safety at stake. When we get out and drive on that highway, it's not just my own safety that is at stake. It's not just me that I gotta be concerned about. There were four other people in that van with me traveling that were trusting in my leadership. They were trusting in the put their safety into my hands. And whenever I was yielding to the correction of the operation system of that vehicle, guiding me and leading me and showing me where to go, they were depending on me being safe and keeping them out of harm's way. Anytime somebody doesn't obey God, it's not just you that is causing a problem for, brothers and sisters. There are folks that are watching. There are folks that are listening. There are folks that are depending on you being obedient to the Holy Ghost. And if you fail, it's going to have a ripple effect. It is going to cause a stumbling block, and others are going to be affected by it. I don't want somebody to fall out with God because I refuse to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. I don't want somebody to go to hell because I refuse refuse to be led by the Spirit, sometimes it hurts, brothers and sisters, when this Word of God pierces my heart. Sometimes when the preacher gets down where I'm living, it doesn't feel good. Sometimes it digs out roots in my life that I didn't know was there. I had buried them and covered them up, and the Holy Ghost shines His light on them, and it is exposed for God to deal with. It doesn't feel good whenever the preacher preaches, or this Word of God gives me direction and it goes against the grain. But if I will humble myself under the mighty hand of God and allow Him to be Lord in my life and to obey Him and follow His leadership, brothers and sisters, there ain't a force in hell that can stop us. There ain't a force in hell that can come against us if we'll be led by the Spirit. My God, I feel this in my heart today. If we'll be led by the Spirit of God, we'll see revival. If we'll be led by the Spirit of God, we'll see healing, signs and wonders again. If we'll be led by the Spirit of God, there'll be unity in our churches again. If we'll be led by the Spirit of God, our marriages will not fall apart. He'll put them back together. He'll restore the things that the devil has taken. He'll restore the things that we voluntarily allowed the enemy to take from us. But we're going to have to be a church that is led by the Spirit of God. The time for dead churches is over. The time for churches that are humdrum. The time for churches that don't follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. The time for churches that don't pray and don't fast, and there's no movement of the Spirit in the services anymore. The time for those things are over. We don't have time for that. Jesus is coming. We need to be a church that is on fire of the Holy Ghost. Listen, I must be a Holy Ghost man. I want to ask you this morning, what is it in your life that you could be avoiding right now? What trouble could you have avoided in your life? Oh, it's painful to think about the things that I could have avoided and could not cause harm to my family, not cause harm to myself, if I had been obedient to the Spirit of God. If I had listened when He said, you need to stay over here in this lane. Anybody ever heard that phrase, stay in your own lane? If I had just listened to the Holy Ghost when He said, you need to slow down a little bit. You need to speed up a little bit. You need to do this or do that. You need to let me guide you in the way you should go. There was one place in those mountains we were driving, and it said going up to a Cataloochee Valley to see some elk, and we had to go up that mountain. It was gravel. It was not very good visibility, and the sign told us that the road was fixing to be a one-lane road, and there was blind curves. None of that sounded good to me. You had to wait, make sure there was no vehicles coming around the corner there. Listen, what would have happened if I had not been about my senses and not used common sense? Listen, my family would have been a different story today. I could have been burying them and myself. My parents would have got a phone call saying, listen, they didn't make it. He got careless, drove off the side of that mountain. He got careless and wanted to hot rod that van up and down those gravel roads. Listen, it matters that we take care when we're dealing with our eternity. It matters that we take care when we're dealing with the business of God's ministry. It matters when we take care when we're dealing with the salvation of others. We must be led by the Spirit. Boy, that is a responsibility that I cannot afford to miss out. I cannot afford to fail. I cannot afford to fall short. I must be led by the Spirit today. Couple of things. I've got 2 minutes here. Listen to me. We got to be led by the Spirit. The only way you're going to do that is you got to be about that prayer closet. You got to spend time with God. Rid yourself of everything that is not Christ, everything that's not pleasing to God. There's no time for pleasures of sin of the world. There's no time for self-edification. None of that. It doesn't matter if it feels good or if you don't like it. If this word says it, it's time to get down to business with God. If God doesn't like it, get rid of it. If God wants it in your life, you better go find it somewhere. Listen to me. It's time we get right with God and be filled with the Holy Ghost and follow His leadership. Until next time, be in prayer about this. Find somewhere to go to church today. I love you. I'm praying for you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Be careful driving on those roads. It's nasty out there, but find somewhere to worship. I love you. I'll see you again next time. God bless you all. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is Dennis Prager. Join me weekdays at noon right here on WBOB.